Welcome to Sanhedrin Paragabay's Mishnah Gimel, Chapter 2, Mishnah 3. My apologies if there's any interruptions, but I happen to be in an airport. Mace lo mace, this Mishnah continues talking about a king, and the law is that if the king loses one of his relatives, ena yotze mi pesach paltrin shelo, the king does not leave his palace because it is considered derogatory for the king to show himself in public, mourning and sad, and perhaps, you know, ruins or dampens the way a king is supposed to look. Rabbi Huda says, Imratza, if the king wants, Latze Zachar Hamita, to follow the Aron, to follow the coffin, Yotze, he's permitted to do that. Shekem Atzinu B'David, we find by King David, Shiyotze Achar Mitaso Shel Avner, that he followed after the coffin of Avner. Avner was somebody that King David HaMelech was very close to, and he was murdered by Yoav, another one of David's generals. Shenemar, because it says in the Pasuk, V'Amelech David, Hoylech Acharei Hamita.
Have your attention, please.
So again, as the verse states, that David said to Yoav and to the entire nation that were with him, tear your clothing, put on sackcloth, and eulogize and mourn Avner. And the king himself, Amelech David, Hoylech Acharei Hamita, the king went after the coffin of Avner. Now, Avner was a great Torah scholar, and the Gemara teaches us, that if a wise person, a great Torah scholar, passes, everybody is like his relatives. So if David went out and he followed his relatives, it's as if he was going out for one of his relatives. So the rabbi said back to Rabbi Yehuda, Lo hayah davar elafai sesam. David did not follow the coffin of Avner, rather it was just to appease the nation, because everyone knew that he wanted to make people know that it was not because of him that Yoav killed Avner, and it was was something specific just for that period in time, but learn that for future generations. If a king does lose a relative and he's in the palace and they give him the meal that we talked about previously, the meal of the mourners that's given from other people, those people that are with him, they all sit on the ground to comfort him. And the king, he sits on a low sofa, to show, on one hand, the mourning as it's low, but on the other hand, to show that he's the king and there is some type of comfort. Wishing you an amazing upcoming week. God willing, the next Mishnah that I will record will hopefully be in Israel and Eretz Yisrael. All the best.